welcome to an episode of Comics and Us Origins. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comic origins, apparently, because I realized we should change the title of this intro because of this one. Anyway, we are covering the origin of the Flash. Well, the Jay Garrick Flash, I should say, because there's about 30 Flashes.
I didn't realize that there was someone. I always thought Barry Allen was the first Flash.
No.
So there's a Jay Garrick. Who is there? Someone between him and
nope. It's Barry Jay Garrick, Allen? Then Barry Allen.
Okay, so I knew Barry Allen. I didn't know Jay Garrick.
Yeah, I mean, just like when you think of the first Green Lantern, who do you think of?
I can't think of his name. You just put me on the spot.
Hal Jordan.
Yeah, Hal Jordan. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz on.
You didn't study
Green Lanterns.
No, I didn't study for the Green Lantern quiz. Study.
No, well, TJ didn't take us through his first appearance. I mean, not his origin story, because we don't always get that like we do today, but...
Well, my point is, the first Green... Hal Jordan isn't the first Green Lantern.
Oh, who is?
Alan Scott is the first Green Lantern.
Okay, I don't know that name yet.
And he's from this era of comics that, you know, Jay Garrick is. He's the original Green Lantern. So, anyway, so let's get the credits out of the way here. Flash, Jay Garrick debuted in Flash Comics number 1, which was released January 1940. The executive editor was M.C. Gaines, cover artist is Sheldon Moldoff. It was written by Gardner Fox, penciled, inked, and lettered by Harry Lampert, and edited by Sheldon Mayer. The story is called The Origin of the Flash.
So that guy penciled and inked it himself?
Lettered, penciled, and inked, yes.
Wow.
He did all the art. So, since this is an early 1940s comic, this is... part of a larger story. There's like 7 stories in this, so
it's called Flash Comics. And then I see there's Hawkman in it, there's Johnny Thunder, the Whip, Cliff Cornwall.
Not only do we get this guy Cliff Cornwall and Johnny Thunder, we also get something called Demon Dummy, a Flash pitcher novette, and the origin of Hawkman and the Whip. I don't know who the Whip is though. So
this looks like a guy on a horse with a whip.
This comment looks like the origins for a lot of the Justice Society members. So,
it's weird. So, is there more Flash comics?
Yeah.
And are these people in the Flash comics?
Let's see, I'll click on Flash.
Like,
comics
is it a running thing? Like, you know, like Detective Comics and Action Comics or whatever it was called.
The second issue of the Flash comics has the Flash, Cliff Cornwall, Hawkman, Johnny Thunder. Okay. Rod Ryan, I don't know who that is.
That's
another
porn star.
Pitcher novette and another whip. So yes,
okay,
it's interesting. So in mine, I'm reading mine on DC app. Flash Comics number 1. I just have the Flash.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, where would you find Hawk number 1 then? Hawkman number 1.
He would probably type in Hawkman number 1, and they'd probably just give him the story without the cover.
Maybe,
but. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird because this is, like, when I click on it, it's number 1 Flash Comics.
But is your cover the same as ours, where there are little circles and it says all the different people that are in it?
Yeah, it says them all. But it only gives me the Flash story. Nothing else in it.
Yeah, but I bet you if you typed in Hawkman Origin, you would get that story separately. You'd probably get the same story. You just probably get the Hawkman.
Are you sure you're just, because the Flash is the first one, are you sure you're not just not making it to the next one?
No, when you scroll to the end, it goes right to, like, you can go to your next comic if you want to.
Oh.
I mean, it's DC app, it was originally designed, so you got to the end of it, oh, you're done, you have to buy the next one.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, yeah, maybe, but I can't even get the Hawkman origin.
No, what I mean is it was designed, so you bought the first Flash comic, now here, you're at the end of this, now you have to buy Flash number 2 now.
Yeah, I mean, originally maybe, but this is the,
Well, that's what I mean, it's probably built off the original DC app that came out, like, in 2008.
Yeah, maybe. I'm looking to see if
Are we
I can
boring
find
you?
I was done with this conversation 5 minutes ago, so.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking about it, TJ. I'm going to go through and see.
The DC app. How much does that cost, the DC app?
Is it $5 a month or something?
Yeah.
Nah, it's like any other subscription service these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I don't see it.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's also possible they have the Hulkman origin in a re-release or something or something.
That's true. They probably do.
All right. Ready to dive into this proper?
Yeah.
Who wants to do the cover?
I can.
Go for it.
So, there's a lady. She's a blonde-haired woman dressed in yellow skirt, green shirt, and
there's not all of them have brown hair and brown eyes.
Yeah, she's blonde.
This isn't Batman.
It's the same company. Batman.
Yeah, Batman's preference, I think, is those brown-haired women. That's
so wait. So Flash Comics is DC, even at this time?
Yes.
Wow, okay. I wasn't sure if it was like somebody else and then DC bought them up or what.
It doesn't say DC, but I
think and it doesn't have the Superman publication or nothing like that on it.
But I don't think Detective Comics had it at this point in time either.
Okay.
I could be wrong though. Who knows? I do know, but that we get a bunch of ads for the Flash Comics in the Detective Comics though. It's right. One of the big six comics or something.
Well, and I know that when we get to our 500th DC Comics, that Hawkman is in that one. Spoiler.
What, our 500th Batman?
Yes.
Oh, well. Like 500 Batman or 500 Detective Comics?
Number 500 Detective Comics from the 1937 series, Hawkman is in it.
So we only got about 430.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll get there.
So it looks like Dracula and a bald guy are purple, shooting purple at this guy? Woman? Yes. And there's this really fast guy coming in. He looks like he's going to catch the bullet. He has wings on his helmet and like a lightning bolt on his red shirt and lightning bolt on his blue pants. It says, introducing the Flash, the fastest man alive.
The Flash doesn't even have a mask on at this point. So they don't know him just because he's fast? They don't know him?
I don't know. I have a big problem with this origin.
I was going to say, we'll get into that, I think, because...
And the helmet is it's just a tin can, like a bowl, flipped upside down, with the wings of Hermes on it. So.
Yeah, yes. Gold wings on it.
Go ahead, Lum.
I mean, that's really it. It's an orange background with a little green strip through it, which I think is supposed to show, like, the difference between the floor and the wall.
Yeah.
It's called a baseboard. Isn't that a baseboard?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, green baseboard.
You don't want to talk about the little circles on the side?
So we already talked about this. On the little circles, you have the Hawkman, circle of Johnny Thunder, circle of the Whip, and the circle of Cliff Cornwall.
No, we have Hawkman walking through a door.
I don't know if he's walking through a door, but there is a door behind him.
Through that door.
And then you have Johnny Thunder is some guy in an apron punching
the old man
guy's hat off.
Yeah.
The Whip is riding a horse through flames, cracking his bullwhip. And Cliff Cornwall is just a guy standing there with a jacket on.
All right. Anything else to say about that?
I think I got it all. There's a red line showing the bullet going into the Flash's hand.
It does say introducing the Flash, the fastest man alive. It does say that, too.
He already said that.
Oh, did he? Okay. I wasn't paying.
Yeah, I know.
I was still sleeping from when you guys were having that conversation.
You missed the most important thing, though, Lump.
Lightning fast action, mystery, and adventure.
Nope. It's 10 cents.
I don't have that.
I don't have 10 cents?
I don't have 10 cents.
Next to Flash Comics, it doesn't say 10 cents?
Nope. It's just a big red dot.
That's where the 10 cents should be.
Yeah. See, mine just is a red dot. It almost looks like a period after Flash.
All right, moving on. I guess I'm reading from our originals because my second page is an ad for All American Comics.
I got that too.
With Santa Claus on it.
Yeah.
So Santa Claus is giving toys to kids. So, but that's it. We don't need to.
He's not though. He's giving toys, talking to these kids, and the kids behind him are stealing toys out of his bag.
That's true too.
Yeah, that's what's going on there. But yeah, that's a really big deal.
I'm assuming these kids are like part of the All American Comics, like their characters. So.
Well, Jughead's in there again, so.
Not everyone that wears that hat is Jughead.
Yes, it is.
Yes, they are.
Jughead hat.
Everyone is Jughead if they're wearing the hat.
Yep, Jughead.
All right, so the Flash doesn't really open up with a splash page or anything. It just opens up with the Flash running forward and there's smoke behind him.
His wings on his boots.
It's the same wings on his stupid bowl hat.
Yep.
But it opens up with Jay Garrick, normal Jay Garrick, chasing after this woman named Joan. who he goes up and asks out on a date, and she says, no, you don't play football, so go away.
She uses the word scrub. I didn't realize that that word has been around since the 30s?
40s.
40s?
I guess.
She calls him a scrub. You stink of football, you're a scrub.
I guess that's the origin. Like, I guess a scrub was like a person who sits on the bench.
Well she says...
You're a scrub on the football field.
Well, then she says, a man of your build and brains could be a star. You're just... A scrub is an old washwoman, and you won't put your mind to football. That's what she says.
Yeah, she's like, you can't... You don't play football, so I don't like you.
So... He decides he wants to play football? Like, that's not a good moral for this story, by the way.
No, she's a horrible person.
Yeah, she's a crappy person, and he's a dummy for saying, oh, well, if you like football, then I'll play football.
Right.
And they draw her face when she says no, but because... She says no, but because a man of your build and brains, in that panel, she has a Karen face. Like a woman who would want to talk to the manager. She's like, you know what I mean? She's got that, like, face where she's like, I don't have time for you. Just leave me alone.
I hate that saying, calling someone a Karen.
I hate the Karen. I hate it
so much because it's... Because
I do too. And I know people named Karen, and I know it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Those poor people, they're ruined. Yeah. That's their name.
I hate it too.
I now love it. I didn't like it before, but I love it now. Because you two hate it so... It's so funny because I actually just read a thing about, like, worst names you could have nowadays. And Karen was number one. Well, no, Karen was number two. Number one was Adolf. Number two was Karen.
Was Felicia in there? Was Felicia in there? Cause
it might have been.
Saying bye, Felicia.
Yes. Yes. I thought it was really funny because it is really stupid that people say that, but... In our day and age now, memes have just, most people follow that stuff. So when I say Karen face, people are going to know what I meant and what I said.
Who knows? When this comes out, I won't even be around anymore.
I won't let it go away.
All right. Anyway, so yeah. Get Jack Harris said, I'll show you. And then they call him Leadfoot on the football field because I guess he joined the football team or he already was on the football team. I don't know.
And he was.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think he sat on the bench, because the way she kind of describes it is that, like, you're just not trying.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah.
So, he was a nerd on the football team, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least he was on the football team, right? Doesn't that count for something?
Right.
Could not be on the football team in her eyes, you know?
Listen, he might as well have not been on the football team if he's going to just sit the bench.
Well, what happens if someone gets hurt? Someone's got to sit on the bench.
I'm just saying.
All right, Karen.
I'm not sure who you were calling a Karen. But
I don't know. I just wanted to say it.
I wasn't sure if that was directed to me or Luppy, but whatever.
It really wasn't. I just wanted to say it out loud. That's all. All
right. But we find out that Jake Eric is a science nerd, and he's doing all kinds of, mixing all kinds of separate elements together. And at 3:30 in the morning, and while he's doing it, he decides he needs a smoke, and smokes right in the classroom.
Well... Maybe he should learn a lesson from this.
By the way, he's supposed to be in high school, I assume, right?
I think,
unless it's college.
It might be college.
He looks like he's 30.
Yeah, he does. Hey. He's got gray hair and stuff.
Hey. He looks like he's 40.
Okay,
let's not say 30.
Same difference.
30 and 40 are the same. And
he does look old. I agree, though. When you see these people, and sometimes I wonder because, like, if you think back to the people, they looked older back then. Like, if you look back, it's true if they didn't. But, and it was just, when I look at pictures of people, like, when they were in high school even, I'm like, man, that guy looks old, you know? They just look older than we do now.
Yeah.
They lived harder.
I mean, if you could smoke right in a classroom, I guess so.
they smoke right, anywhere. They did.
You see them, like, in the living room smoking while their wives are having babies and stuff, so.
But I think you were allowed to smoke in high school.
You smoke wherever you want.
I think you were allowed.
It was good
allowed.
For you back then.
Yeah.
The Flintstones smoked on the commercial. Like, they wanted children to smoke at that point.
Great. Now I'm going to have to put that commercial in. Thanks.
Yes.
It's a good thing I already put it in a previous episode. I can just read
it. Did you really?
Yeah, because you talk about it, like, every 14th episode.
No, that's Sleestak, you know, from Land of the Lost, the green...
Actually, you haven't mentioned Sleestak since, like, the second or third episode, but the
really?
last, at last couple, you keep bringing it up.
We gotta. Sorry, I gotta start mentioning different things so you have to search for it.
Oh, I found a trick to that, so it's okay. I figured out how to do it pretty quickly, so.
Don't peel back the curtain.
Well, I wouldn't have to if you didn't like make 1,000 noises that I have to cut out every episode.
Listen, I'm not a quiet person, okay?
No, you're not. It's I can't help myself. Super annoying, and I get it all. So if you're like that right there, that's super irritating.
The audience wants to hear all of my noises and my cats. So
it sounds like a regular conversation in a regular house when you do that. I like that.
Yes.
The cats and the animals is whatever, but it's you're disgusting other things that get on my nerves. Anyway, so, he's smoking in the school.
And he says, boy, that feels good.
Yes. And he accidentally knocks over his experiment because he's an idiot. And the experiment mixes together, and he breathes in the fumes, and he passes out.
Well, you didn't mention, because they're studying hard water, it says in the beginning of that. Because apparently that makes a difference.
I was going to get into that when we did
when we get to it. Yeah.
When we get to it.
Okay.
So, yeah, this experiment sets off some fumes, he breathes it in, he's unconscious, he's found by his teacher?
I was going to say, is it his professor? I don't really know. The guy's kind of dressed like a doctor.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I don't know.
Anyway, Jay Garrick's been put into a coma.
It is Professor. Professor Hughes becomes curious.
And he is in a coma for weeks, it says. Doesn't tell us how long.
So those fumes made him older.
Did they?
I mean, he looks older in the pictures to me. Like, when he's in the bed...
Yeah, but he's sick. When you're sick, you always look a little worse.
You look worse when you're sick.
Or they're just, you know, bad at art. You know, that's possible, too.
It's not nice, TJ.
This poor guy penciled and inked this by himself.
He put
the letters in. This guy busted his ass. Don't give him a hard time.
Well, you're absolutely right. He definitely did do it by himself because most of the backgrounds are just still colors. The floor doesn't exist.
No, the floor actually doesn't exist in this comic.
And then, it's like, every other panel is just words over colors.
This guy worked hard.
Uh-huh. Anyways, Jay wakes up. And then the doctors explain hard water. You want to try and decipher what he says here, Uncle Chris?
No, because I don't get it. Like, I'm going to have to read you the entire panel because I don't understand. The elements of hard water will speed up a person's reflexes. The gas injects him like a vaccination. And that's how he got his powers?
Yeah.
Science knows that hard water makes a person act much quicker.
Than ordinary. What's so hard to get out of that?
Well, then I'm going to start using the water that comes out of my well. I got all my water's hard that comes into my house. So could I run fast because of it?
I don't know if you could run at all, but that's beside
the point. Do I have to turn it into a gas and breathe it in? Is that what I have to do?
Yes. You boil your water.
You have to mix it with other elements, they say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So the doctors are talking about how he's the fastest man alive. And then Jay is getting dressed, and he sees the girl, Joan, that he asked out earlier, downstairs. And then all of a sudden, he's downstairs with her. Excuse me. And she's like, how'd you get here? And he's like, he was glad to see her, but she's got to go to the library and get a book. He says, hold on a second. And all of a sudden, he's at the library getting the book. She never says what book she wants, so did he just go grab a random book?
She said a book. He got a book. Yeah, she didn't say what book. So he was like, all right, here's a book. They're all the same. They're just books.
Anyway, so he gives her the book and says, does he ask her out here? Yes. No. Yeah. That's where he asks her out. Oh, no. He says, I got really fast because of science. And she says, why don't you play on the football team? We can't lose with you on it. And he's like, okay.
Well, before that, he does ask her out. He asks her if she'll go to the dance with him.
Oh, right.
And that's when he says, when she says, Joan, she really, really wants him on the football team.
Yes, like, you know, that's all she cares about. She doesn't care who he is. He's really fast now, so that's fine.
Right.
But this is kind of cheating. I don't know how they let him on the team like this.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
He took a chemically induced drug to make himself faster. That's, as far as I know, that's illegal.
Right.
It is illegal, but I'm against that. I think that I'm pro steroids. So.
Anyway, no one can keep up with the Flash. I mean, during the game, he's like going to talk to Joan up in the stands and stuff like that. And, of course, they win the game.
They can't figure out just from... I guess they're not videotaping it, right? But they can't figure out just from this who the Flash is eventually?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
He's freaking flying all over the place.
No, it's just because a whole school of people knows that you're super fast doesn't mean that everyone's going to know who you are when you become a superhero.
Yeah, I mean, and just because he's fast on the football field doesn't mean he's the Flash.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't know what you think this is. Yeah, he's just fast on the football field.
I don't know what I was thinking either.
Guy's never played football a day in his life. All of a sudden, he's the fastest guy alive, and he can get touchdowns. But no one knows he's the Flash. No one has any idea. No.
They used to call him Leadfoot. Now they don't call him Leadfoot no more.
Anyway, he graduates from whatever he's at. I don't know if he's in high school or college, but he graduates.
Coleman University.
That's not what college.
So it might be college.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Someone's off to New York to become an assistant professor at Coleman University.
Right. That's what I said. Never mind. You weren't supposed to bring any more attention to it. Never mind means just forget about it and move on. That's what that means.
Yeah, they don't really tell you. So he's apparently off to New York.
Right.
Be the assistant professor at... So I still don't know if it's college or not.
Well, it says graduation is at hand. Is he graduating from college?
Yeah.
Or graduating from high school?
Yeah, I don't know. He's graduating from somewhere.
Yeah, he's graduating from somewhere.
And then he graduates, and then we cut over to his house, and I have no idea how much time has passed.
Right, well, when he's sitting there reading the paper?
Yeah. It could be years, it could be weeks, I don't know.
The next panel, I thought that was the end. That's what I thought it was.
See, the next panel says, that night, the gangsters are visited by a figure. So
night after he was reading the paper.
No. They cut from him graduating to one evening in New York.
Yeah.
You're right. I have no idea. Could be 20 years. Yeah. We don't know.
Really. Who knows? Because apparently a bunch of things have happened in those two battles. People don't even know who he is anymore. It's like when the girl comes back later in the comic, and it's been like she talks like they haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah.
I just saw you two panels ago.
So he's reading in the paper about some racketeer's wrecked store. And I thought racketeering was something different than common criminals, but whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was like a mob term.
Yeah.
Well, he does call them gangsters again, too. They call them gangsters. The gangsters are visited by a figure clad in wings.
Anyway, so he uses his super speed to go and... I don't know what he does to these criminals in this first panel here. But they're like, it's a ghost. We're stopping doing what we're doing here.
The one guy says he just appears out of nowhere. The other guy says he made the boss cough up all the dough. And they all are turning from crime because of it. And I don't know what he did.
But we didn't see any of that.
He's too fast.
That's true. I didn't think of that. It all happened so fast that they couldn't catch it in the panels.
They couldn't even write it in the panels, right.
I didn't think of that. It's a good explanation.
Except, he says he make the boss cough up the dough. The boss isn't fast. He had to wait for him to give him all the money and stuff like that.
The boss had it in his hands, and the Flash punched him in the belly, took it, and ran off.
Oh, so he just robbed him, okay.
Yeah, he's robbed him.
Alright, whatever. He goes home, Jay Garrick, and puts his costume away.
This comic has no clue what time means, because like then after that, sometime later.
Yeah, sometime later at Coleman University, Jay Garrick is not dressed as the Flash. Not that the Flash has a mask or anything.
Right.
But putting that aside. But he's using his super speed to play tennis by himself.
In front of people. Yeah, in front of people.
And as he's doing this, the girl from earlier, who looks like she's an adult now from whatever it was. I don't know.
20 years ago.
She shows up with this guy that disappears after this, and I have no idea who he is.
But her dad's been kidnapped.
Yeah, she goes to Jay and says, hey, my dad's been kidnapped, can you help? And then a car does a drive-by trying to shoot her, and Jay saves her and grabs the bullet. They make sure to mention, though, that Jay matches the speed of the bullet so that when he grabs it, it doesn't hurt him.
To avoid an injury, because people were probably like, come on, he can't just grab a bullet. He's not Superman.
I don't think this is 19. I don't think they thought that much about this in 1940.
Also, I think we found out before the bullets went way slower back then, too.
Yeah, they definitely, apparently did. Very slow.
So, I think they over-explanate explained it. They over-explained it, yes.
They they do it again.
They over-explain all the science terms in this for no reason.
Well, because you gotta over-explain it when you're not making any sense.
Well, the problem is they're explaining it by making up stuff.
Yeah, I know, with pseudoscience.
It's not even, like, real at all. They literally...
I mean, it makes sense if he could match the speed of the bullet, he could just pluck it out of the air, right?
That's fine, but the hard water thing still has me.
That's fine, but they could have just showed that. They don't need 30 dialogue balloons to explain everything that's happening.
True.
All I'm saying, this comic goes on and on. It's 15 pages long. It's too long.
There's a couple times where I thought it was going to be over, and it kept going. Like, there's four stories.
I turned the page, and I was like, oh, there's another page.
Yeah.
Anyway, she tells him that, I don't know if they knew who did it at this point, but a bunch of mobsters has her father, and they're keeping, and they're all right, hold on, I gotta backtrack, I was gonna skip ahead, but I forgot about this part. So, the gangster who shot at Joan, the girl, thinks she's dead, because he didn't bother to check to see if she was dead or anything. Shot and just drove away, she's dead. Even if he would have hit her, maybe he missed and hit a shoulder or something, but no, he's so good, he decides he can't do it. And then we get introduced to his three partners. One's called Seor Satan.
That guy reminds me of the bad guy, which I think is from Underdog. So put that in your...
His face does look that way.
He looks like that professor guy from Underdog. He had a monocle that he used to wear.
He actually looks like a cross between Igor and Dr. Evil.
$1 billion.
But the three guys, not only are they ridiculous, but they each say their name and explain what they do in introducing themselves in exposition bubbles. I don't go up to people and say, hey, I'm TJ, I'm from the podcast, and I run the entire thing.
Oh, this is what we do this all the time, TJ. Like, we meet up at Christmas. I'm like, TJ, hi, I'm Chris. I'm your uncle. Hey,
TJ, I'm your cousin. Nice to see you here at Christmas again. This is what I do for work.
Talking about. And, that's how you have a conversation.
And that's the worst part of it. These three know each other.
Yeah.
They're introducing themselves to strangers. These guys have been working together for a while.
They gotta make a statement of who they are before they say what they do.
Anyway, they're keeping Joan's dad in a mirror prison that I guess that's torture.
Makes him crazy or something? Yeah, I didn't get that.
I don't know. But their plan is he created some kind of formula that does something. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. And he won't tell them what the formula is. So they say their plan to get him to talk is to say, hey, we killed your daughter. Now tell us.
Yeah, that's gonna work.
Yeah, you just... What?
You already killed my daughter. Why would I give you anything?
Kidnapped my daughter and had her hostage or something that was threatening her, but you already did it. What's the point? These guys are not very smart. So, the next setup of the plan is, since he won't tell him the formula because he killed his daughter, is to go get the body, because maybe if he sees the body, then he'll talk. I don't think that's how this works.
You killed my daughter. It's like,
we really did kill her. Look at her body. Now tell us, or we'll kill her again.
What incentive do I have to tell you anything at all?
We're going to wake her up and kill her again if you don't tell us.
So the guy who shot at her goes to Joan's house, is pretending to be an undertaker. He's going to offer his services to get the body, but he runs into Jay's there and asks, are you a friend of the deceased? He's like, who died? And then Joan comes out and says, hey, who are you? And then Jay's like, hey, that guy was one of the guys. He knew that about you being shot at, so he must be the crooks.
Yeah.
So here's my next question. Why did he go to her house? He killed her on the street somewheres.
He's asking what the mobster did.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The mobster decides he's going to go to the house to get the body, but he killed her on the street.
My only assumption is, isn't that where they did, like, viewings and stuff? Maybe they're having a service?
Yeah, back then.
Or, you know, maybe that's where the bodies were kept? I don't know. Something along those lines?
I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me. I couldn't figure out why he went there. But I guess if it was, like, the wake...
Yeah, the family. Yeah. But he says he's an undertaker, so yeah, maybe if it's the wake, he's offering his service to bury the body.
I guess.
I don't know. Whatever. Moving on. The Flash explains that that's a bad guy and he's going to go get them. So he follows the guy to the hideout and just walks in and says, "Hey, I'm here to stop you." So they shoot at him. He dodges out of the way. I guess he searches the entire house while they're trying to get him. He finds the professor, saves him, puts him on his back, and runs really fast.
I know he's really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When did he get changed?
On his way there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, they explain all the other pseudoscience, but they don't explain how he can carry a man with that super speed and nothing happens to that man.
Well, the guy does mention he can't breathe.
Well, yeah, but it makes sense the Flash can run at super speed. It just doesn't make sense that he can carry other people. They never really explain that.
And
right, how their bodies can handle
the speed. He can move fast, but one of his superpowers is that he doesn't trip. So he could fall with this guy and kill him in a second.
Yeah, exactly. And your dogs are freaking out, Lump.
Yeah, my wife probably just got home.
What the hell was that?
That's more a dogs.
Little rat dog barking.
All right, so...
He's not going to stop.
He doesn't like TJ's voice. He doesn't like TJ's voice.
He never stops.
Go ahead, TJ. Don't hear him bark.
Well, I'm using the opportunity to read the comic, honestly, so... Because I'm not sure what happens next.
The dad shows up at the girl, and she says
yeah,
that.
No, I'm so pissed that skipping over that part, actually.
Oh my god, there's so many pages left.
Okay, so... The Flash takes him home, and they're reunited, and so he goes... So the Flash goes back to the hideout of the four gangsters and oversees their next plan, which is just as stupid as their other plans. So their plan now is to attack Coney Island so that all the cops are so distracted so they can go and kidnap the professor and the daughter again.
Oh my god, leave these people alone.
Yeah, and by the way, these are all four of these guys are apparently scientists, and they're just trying to get this formula off this guy. They're wanting to just create their own formula.
And what's the formula for again?
I don't know. I skipped over that part.
It's not important.
It never comes up again. It was just the motive for the entire comic. Anyway, so. The plan is, so they go forth with their plan. The one guy is in a plane and he starts shooting at the crowd down on Coney Island. The Flash catches all the bullets and he's like, oh no, the Flash. So he tries to go back and warn him. But by the time Flash goes to Jones to make sure she's all right. But then goes to the bad guy's house where the Igor Dr. Evil electrocutes the floor thinking he killed the Flash, but no, he actually only killed all of his friends. And then he gets in his car and says, "My car can outrace you, Flash," and then the Flash makes him swerve off the road and crash into a ravine, so he dies.
Wait, the Flash goes to the bottom of the ravine to watch him die.
Yep.
He does. He says, "I only came down here to watch you end."
Yep.
That's pretty bad.
So he makes him swerve off the road, then he goes and watch him die.
Yeah, just to see your finish.
Well, his name is Satan. He just killed Satan.
I guess he killed Satan.
And the thing is, the Flash isn't like Batman. He doesn't have any, like, I mean...
Right. His parents didn't get killed by bad guys or nothing like that. He doesn't care about that. But yeah. Batman killed 1,000 people first, so, before this even happened. So.
I mean, technically, the Flash didn't kill this guy.
No, he just went to watch him die. He went to look into his eyes as he croaked.
There's four people dead. The Flash didn't kill anyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They save. They're all celebrating. And then it just gets even dumber because Jay Garrick comes and visits Joan and her dad. And he's like, "Who is the Flash?" And she's like, "I don't know. It's a secret." As if not everybody knows who the Flash is at this point because he doesn't wear a mask and he uses the super
suit. There is this time and one of the panels, and we skipped it. I don't know where I've seen it at, but... She says he moved too fast. The bad guys say he moved too fast. I didn't get to see his face.
Okay.
So is that how he's hiding?
Maybe, but
she knows who he is. Yeah, she knows.
He literally saved the dad and put him down.
Oh, yeah, he put him on his back and then he asked who he is.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. Yeah, that's stupid.
But he also told her he was going to chase that car down.
Well, she knows.
She always knew, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely knows. This is weird.
This is the worst kept secret identity ever, yeah. I think. This is worse than Clark Kent.
This is pretty bad. And anyway, she only likes him now because he can play football, so.
Well, no, that was back in high school. Now she likes him because he can run fast and, you know, do her favors, like help her father be rescued from things.
Yeah, yeah. She can go get him when she needs help with something.
Yeah. Anyway, next month, another amazing story of the one and only Flash, which we probably won't cover.
Not here. Not here. Probably won't be here. I do like the Flash. I like the his bad guys when he as time goes on and stuff. But yeah, the origin story is a little funky.
Yeah, I mean, I think you like the Barry Allen Flash, not the...
Yeah, I like the Barry Allen.
Or the Wally West Flash, either or.
Yeah, I think it was Barry Allen, though. So, appearing in the origin of the Flash, we had the Flash, Jay Garrick. It says first appearance, and it says origin. See, this is a different
show
than we usually do. This is an actual origin. We had a couple of them lately, though. We did have a couple actual origins lately.
It's not my fault Marvel doesn't know how to do origins properly.
Supporting characters, Joan Williams' first appearance and Major Arthur Williams' first appearance. And then it says antagonist, and it says unidentified foreign sponsors of the Faultless Four. And then it says the Faultless Four. Sior Satan, first appearance, apparent death. But apparently it's not his death because it says apparent death.
Are you sure? Because he watched him die.
I don't know. It says first appearance and then it says apparent death.
Yeah, well, the universe gets rebooted about 13 times, so maybe he shows up on one of those things.
And then we got three dead guys, Serge Orloff, Dor-El, and Smythe. And then it says other characters, Professor Hughes, the Midwestern University Panthers. Apparently that's the football team, so he was in college in the Midwestern University.
Okay, so there you go.
And then I don't know who built Bull Tyron was, but it says single appearance.
I don't know. What did you guys think?
Not my Flash.
It's
not a great secret identity. We did discuss that already.
To be honest, I didn't really like the comic. I just didn't.
It wasn't very good.
No, I wasn't a fan of his outfit. It bothered me a lot. And he didn't have a mask on. That bothered me a lot, too. And the reason he got his powers was strange and, like, didn't have any repercussions because of it. You know, usually there's a reason why he got his powers and it builds why he's a superhero. He was just smoking a cigarette and knocked the chemicals off.
This really makes something like Batman and Superman stand out as why they were so good and popular.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
There was a reason for it. There was,
It wasn't just every superhero was popular. It's just...
Right.
Well, and the storytelling here was just not
good. It wasn't.
I mean, the writer himself, and maybe he gets better later, I don't know. I just, this story here, personally, it just wasn't good.
Anyway, that was the Flash.
So, do you know the difference between Quicksilver and the Flash?
No.
You don't know the difference between Quicksilver and the Flash?
I mean, they're both, one's Marvel, one's DC.
Only one can catch a bullet.
Oh.
I like that one. I did like that one.
That one's terrible. I think it went over Lumpy's head, though.
You got me.
Quicksilver gets shot in the Avengers movies.
And dies.
And dies.
Oh, spoiler. You know what I was... When you were saying Quicksilver, for some reason I kept thinking Silver Surfer.
No, Quicksilver.
For some reason in my head, but yes, you're right.
He can't catch a bullet. The Flash can.
He can't.
Yeah. Come on, I thought that was mean, but it was good. I like that one.
Whatever. We're done.
Later.